And finally, it's time for question of the week. Amy Goodfellow has been lending an ear to Jerry's question.
What acreage of a wheat field do you need to make a large loaf of wholemeal bread?
Let's say I'm on a beautiful country farm with Andrew Whitley, co-founder of the UK's Real Bread campaign. The sun is shining, not a cloud in sight, and there is wheat as far as the eye can see. Andrew, where do we even begin with this question?
A large wholemeal loaf baked in a tin weighs 800 grams. It takes about 550 grams of flour, plus water, salt and yeast, to make the dough for a loaf like this. Let's assume it's real bread, without any additives to puff it up or pad it out.
Mmm, yummy. But what's the difference between white and wholemeal flour? Does this affect the amount of wheat we need?
Wholemeal flour is what you get when you grind up whole grains of wheat and take nothing out. To make white flour, you lose about 25% of the original grain, mostly the nutrient-rich bran layer and the vital wheat germ. So we need about 550 grams of wheat for our loaf. How much land it takes to grow this depends on the farmer's production method.
I suppose production methods broadly boil down to organic and non-organic farming. I've heard it takes 8 tonnes of natural gas to make just 1 tonne of fertiliser. But would that decrease the amount of land we would need to make a certain amount of wheat?
With heavy applications of artificial nitrogen, plus spraying with fungicides and pesticides, yields of 10 tonnes of wheat per hectare are common. So basically, a square metre could produce 1 kilo of wheat. But if you don't want residues of toxic chemicals in your bread, you may prefer to rely on a careful farmer and a fertile soil, in which case a yield of 5 to 6 tonnes of clean and nutritious wheat per hectare is possible, or about 550 grams per square metre.
The non-organic stuff has a pretty high production margin then. It takes somewhere between a third and a half more field to make organic bread. How much land would I need to make one sumptuous wholemeal loaf then, Andrew?
An area of about 1/2 to 1 metre squared is what it takes to grow a wholemeal loaf.
To me, that seems like quite a lot for just one loaf. There you go, Jerry. I hope that answers your question. Next time, we'll be climbing aboard the Starship Enterprise to boldly go where no one has gone before, to answer Patrick's question.
What are wormholes, and how are they created in the universe?
Fancy taking a stab at answering Patrick's question, or perhaps you have a question of your own? Do get in touch. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com. Find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientist, or join in the debate on the forum. That's nakedscientist.com/forum.